feels funny. Feels round. It feels like my nose. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very heavy today. You know that feeling where you're just a big blob and you can barely lift your arms and you can hardly lift your legs and your head is so heavy that you can't even lift it at all? Are you feeling like that today? Well, I am. Hey, how about you, Molly? Are you feeling heavy today? See? Even Molly feels heavy today. Maybe we ate too much. Maybe it's gravity. Maybe it's because I'm lying on a bowling ball. What are you doing in the couch? You shouldn't be there. Go on. I don't think I can get back up on the couch, Molly. I'm too heavy. I'm slipping off the couch, Molly! Molly! Oh. Boy, do I feel heavy. Oh. That's right, Molly. I feel as heavy as an elephant. Feeling heavy and stiff. Oh, must be time for the clock rug stretch. Let's go. And stiff anymore. I feel light. Light as a... Oh, wow, Molly. Do you see what I see? Bubbles! Do you see that? Oh, wow. Lots of soap bubbles coming from inside the couch. Stuff. Let's see now. Uh-huh. See? If you just get a bit of soapy stuff on this ring and then blow. Ah, see how they float? Bubbles aren't heavy at all. They're so light, they float through the air. Oh, gee. Wouldn't it be fun to float like bubbles, Molly? I wonder what it would be like to be inside a bubble. Floating through the air. Whoa! Lunette in a bubble! Lighter than air Lunette! Hey, Molly, what are you doing up here? Hey, Molly, come back here. You know better than to go off on your own. Oh, gee, this is fun, but how do we get... wow. Imagining things is a lot of fun with you, Molly, but you really shouldn't go floating off in the air like that without telling me first. Oh, Molly. I'm not mad at you. I just want you to be safe, that's all. Let's see what else is inside the couch. Oh, hey, look, Molly. Oh, the brick isn't very light. A wee bit too heavy to play with. Let's look for something light. Let's see. Light. Oh, like this. Light, light, light. Whee! Those are pretty light. Light as a feather. Feathers are light. They're pretty floaty. Gee, what do you want to do now, Molly? The alphabet game? Yeah, let's go. I thought I'd lost you. What are you doing digging down in the couch? Let's see, what have you got there? Oh, do you want to hear a story now? Okay, I'll read you a story. First, I have to find my reading glasses. I wonder where they could be. We need good light so we can see the pictures and the words. Okay, comfy, Molly? Come on, make sure you can see the pictures. Huh. This story is called Pie in the Sky. Once upon a time and place, there was a smile on every face. In the land of lemon meringue, where children danced and children sang. There's pie in the sky, there's pie in the sky. Now put some pie on my plate. In the land of lemon meringue, where children danced and children sang, the pie was high in the bright blue sky, above the roofs, just floating by. The children jumped, how hard they tried. Oh, put some pie on our plate. But the pie stayed high in the bright blue sky, apple, cherry, floating by. Butterscotch dreams to make you cry. The children stretched, they gave a sigh. Please put some pie on our plates. In the land of lemon meringue, a red balloon with a yellow string was sailing by in the bright blue sky when down below he heard them cry. Why, oh, pie in the sky? Oh, we don't want to wait. In the land of lemon meringue, the red balloon with the yellow string felt sorry for those little guys with their empty plates and their big round eyes begging pie in the sky, oh, pie in the sky, just one tiny taste on my plate. So in the land of lemon meringue, that red balloon with the yellow string pulled each kid up in the sky. And with their spoons, they had a try of the apple, cherry, butterscotch sky. Yum, yum, it tasted great. In the land of lemon meringue, the red balloon with the yellow string made the children laugh and sing. Sky-high rides of tasting pies, floating in the bright blue sky. Waving at friends while they ate, wanting to taste, but not gain weight. Or down they they come with their big fat tum full of pie in the sky. Huh. Well, did you like that story, Molly? You did? Oh, good. Oh, Molly, look! It's a yellow string, just like in the storybook. Could it be? It's the red balloon with the yellow string. I'm gonna use this balloon to float in the air and get my own pie in the sky. Oh, I'll bring you some back too, Molly. What's your favorite flavor? Peach. I think my favorite flavor would be chocolate rhubarb pecan ruggleberry pie. Yeah. Now, where's my spoon? We need for a tasty mouthful. Okay, Molly. Here I go. I'm gonna float. Here I go. Oh, am I floating, Molly? How high up in the sky am I? Oh, hey, no fair. What's wrong with this balloon anyway? Why am I not floating? I guess you're right, Molly. I'm too big and heavy for this balloon to lift me up. Guess it can only lift up smaller and lighter things. Hey, that's Major Bedhead. Oh, here. You hold on to this while I'm gone. Okay, Molly? See you later. Major Bedhead, what have you got there?
Well, package for Lunette the Clown, and boy, is it a heavy one! Careful! Now that's one heavy package.
I wonder what it could be.
Oh, this is just an idea. But why don't you open it and find out?
Of course. Silly me. Nah, couldn't be. Oh, no wonder the package was so heavy. Look what's inside. Oh. Now I feel as heavy as an elephant. Oh.
Aha! Look, it's a postcard from your Auntie Macassar.
Oh, here, let me see. Dear Lunette, I am sending you this souvenir of my trip to beautiful Tuktoyaktuk, where I met the Hoi Polloi Bolshoi Pachyderm Ballet Company. They are marvelous dancers and very light on their feet.
Hey, look at all the elephants.
They were kind enough to let me dance with them in their final show. And that's where I got this rubber elephant nose. It's yours now. I hope you find a good use for it. With all my love from your Auntie Macassar.
Oh, that's nice. So what's it like being as heavy as an elephant? Can you dance?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Let me see.
Oh, that's really graceful.
Oh, it's not as easy as it looks. Here, you try.
Oh, boy. Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, hold on, Bedhead. I'll help you up.
Here. Oh, look!
Molly! What are you doing up there? Molly, come here. Molly! Oh, hey, let's use the teeter-totter.
Oh, great idea. How?
You sit at that end, I'll sit at this end, and then when you go up really high, you can grab her.
Oh, okay. It's not working. I'm too heavy.
The elephant nose.
What about it?
Give it to me. That's why you're so heavy. Oh, Molly, are you all right? Oh, I'm just so glad that you're okay. You and I are going to have a little talk, young lady, when we get home. Oh, thanks, Major Bedhead, for rescuing Molly.
Oh, it was nothing.
It was something. You're my hero.
I am? I am? A hero? Ooh, how about that? Gee, a hero!
Are you okay, Major Bedhead?
Oh, yeah, just a little lightheaded about all this hero stuff.
Okay, then. Well, you drive carefully.
Oh,
bye.
Don't you worry about me, Lunette. I'm not only a unicycle courier, I'm also a hero.
Here we are, back home, safe and sound. Oh, no, you don't. Come here. Hey! There. Oh, Molly, you could have got lost. I just want to make sure that you're safe and sound. Don't go away, don't leave my side. With that saying, where you're going, it's important, don't you see? You are very dear to me. Now, you just sit right there while I go teach at the dance academy. Welcome to Miss Lunette's Dance Academy. Today's special dancing guest is Roberto! the fabulous dancing rag doll. He's such a kidder. So, shall we trip the light fantastic?
Heaven only low, light as a feather, tippy tippy toe. A lovely pair, we dance on air like birds through the sky. Tickling the floor.
Come on, Roberta.
Dancing, dancing feet. It's like
light on your feet. He got a little carried away.
Hi, Molly.
Oh, I guess you don't need to wear this anymore. I know you won't go away without asking. By the way, have you seen Roberta?
Roberta! There you are!
Hey, what are you doing lying in all this?
Hey! Who made this big mess?
I did? You're sure it's not Roberto's fault?
Okay, I made the mess, which means I have to clean it up. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go!
Molly, what a day. Well, at least I don't feel heavy anymore. I feel really light, as light as a cloud, floating up in the air. Time for a nap, huh, Molly?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by. Play safe. See you soon.
Jumped over the moon.